This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, feeling it on a Friday, man.
Are you? I'm feeling it that it is Friday. I don't know if I'm feeling it yet. And by the way, don't talk to me until I had my first sip of coffee, okay?
Oh, you know, that's my pet peeve. Oh,
I know, I know.
When people say that at the office, oh, man, I don't know why. It's like one of those, don't talk to me until I have my coffee. Is like, it's like slapping Britney Spears security guard worthy.
Oh, okay.
Kidding.
And Covino's dog is his child.
No, 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 no. You know what? That's another pet peeve, pun intended, that we'll get to later. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Joel is here. We got Muncy Bolaños spot on the videos.
Oh,
most
Muncy.
Interactive, most inclusive show on radio.
Friday.
Is it too early?
Man, you guys are sleeping.
Yeah.
Is it too early? I don't know. But everything at Covino and Rich, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric, and the feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Yeah, buddy. Well, hey, you heard the deep pipes of Danny G.
Yes.
Now, after the show today, Danny, the show heads out, Covino and Rich, to Las Vegas. And don't you guys all get the sense that we're out? Even though we're going there for NBA Con, it's almost like we're going there to get the scoop on Britney and Wembanyama and the Heat and Portland are sitting down to talk about Dame. I feel like we're going to the epicenter of NBA drama in about 5 hours.
Definitely part of the reason. I mean, I'm thinking about expensing dinners. That's what I'm thinking about. But you're absolutely right. Uh-huh. That's where the drama's at. We're at the epicenter of it all. And you know what, Rich? I'm threading about it right now. Yes, yes.
You know, I joined yesterday. I've threaded twice. I've threaded Zuckerberg style.
A lot of anxiety and buildup for your first thread.
It stinks so far. Not a fan.
And not everybody knows what the heck we're talking about. We assume everybody does, but threads.
50 million people do, Covino, I guess. You know.
I know. It's doing pretty well. But it's the...
Look at it this way. More
version
people...
or answer to Twitter.
More people signed up for Threads yesterday than watched the Super Bowl. So to say, I don't know if anyone knows. I mean,
well, you know why?
At first,
they made
I was like,
it easy. That's why they made it easy to do if you already had Instagram.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, hey, do you want to use all your info? You're like, yes, next.
Exactly. Right.
Do you want to import your profile picture? Perfect. I don't have to think about picking a picture. Next profile. Next. So, hey, Threads.
Voting should be that easy.
But if you want to delete it, you have to delete your entire IG account.
Oh, wait a second. What?
Yeah.
If you want to delete your Threads.
If you
want to
delete your Threads account that you just made, you have to delete your entire IG account.
Says who?
That's what I read yesterday.
What does that even mean?
New York Times. Some guy was complaining in an article.
Wow. So that's the big side story. That's the big catch.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, I know we're going to talk about Wembanyama and Britney and Vegas and Dame and, you know, missing dogs and a lot of random crap today. but two things just came
I'm sorry.
Mind.
Did you not see the huge power couple in the news? We're going to have to discuss that, too. How do you leave that out?
Sports power couples? Holy crap. Could Tom Brady have found love? Is Josh Allen in love? Your first thread. That was something you said that was interesting. I thought about it for a second. I'm like, oh, should it be clever or witty? And here's what I went with. And I'm like, I should have just posted something regular. I wrote threads, dot, 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 because we all needed a fifth platform to be heard.
Oh, good one, man. Real zinger.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Look at Rich being a little stinker. You're so proud
of that one. Oh, you
little
stinker.
How proud? Rich is so proud of that one. He was like, Shazam.
Wow. Rich, and then,
did you see ba-boom? When you hit send, publish, boom.
And then I posted a thread. Do you thread? Is it threading? Do you use that as a – I sound like – who was it back in the day, Danny, who was talking about the at symbol and the internet?
It's Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Gumbel, that's right.
Brian Gumbel and Katie Couric.
Oh, is this a web address? Is that an at symbol? I feel that way talking about thread, but you're threading like when you tweet – Twitter, you tweet. Are you threading? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
I thought that's what our girls do when they get their eyebrows done.
Rich does that too.
Yeah, I did in the 2000s, Danny. I thought I looked like a boy band member.
Yeah. Can't say I haven't, but it's all the buzz. It's all the rage. It's the new Twitter. Who's going to win the social media war? I guess is what it's come down to. But you don't have to rush there. If you already have Instagram, it's kind of set up for you. You just have to activate it. Because yeah. I was wondering, well, do I have to secure my name or not? I know that sounds dumb, but there's another Steve Covino out there trying to get it, or someone trying to just ruin my fun. So let me get on it while I can.
But if you're never going to use it, what does it matter?
Just to have it. I guess to say I have it. I don't know, be part of the club. I'm not going to use it, but if it does catch on, I got it.
There's the reality, though, Spot, of whether are you going to use it or not. We have a unique situation, right? Because you work in sports media, you're on the radio, you do podcasts. Unfortunately, we have to be on every single one of these, whether you like it or not. I feel like resisting would make you feel mad at yourself in about a year from now when you're like, oh, I should have joined from the beginning.
Exactly. Rich cries till this day that he could have been a Vine star if he just would have put more effort into it and wasn't discouraged. So you never know.
Danny G, you don't know this. You don't know this because we've only known you a couple of years. I was making – they called me Dickie Scorsese. I was making hilarious –
I mean, we called you that
like,
once, but
– Listen, I was making –
And it was
like,
a joke.
I could have been making Logan Paul millions, you know. But these guys are like, you and your stupid videos. And I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, it's catching on. This was Vine back in the day. Yeah. They discouraged me.
He made one video.
He made one video, and we said it was corny, and he never did it again.
Maybe he believed in himself.
Yeah, maybe you would have been exposed and they would have canceled you by now. So,
you know, it's possible. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, maybe we saved you. But threads is all the buzz. It's the new Twitter. So we'll be threading about our Vegas trip and all the details. So follow us at Covino and Rich.
Does this give any more hype to the possible Elon Musk-Zuckerberg cage match? Because threads has upset Twitter so much. I think I've read also that there might be lawsuits because Twitter said it's a complete ripoff.
I just assume this is how tech billionaires trash talk. They just like throw apps at each other.
I'm gonna make an app that tens of billions of people are on. Well, I'm gonna do the same.
I'm still thinking about what Danny G said too. And it's permanent. Like you can't get rid of it. You're stuck with it for life. I don't even know why that bothers me, but it does. It's like, why? What is that about?
I mean, a therapist would really analyze that, Covino.
I guess, yeah. But what does that even mean? You can't even delete it? How do you get rid of it? It's like all these – you notice that it's so hard to cancel all your subscriptions to anything, right? You're like, wait, I have what? I have Peacock. I got Paramount. How do I cancel these? And then you can't? It's so ridiculous, Rich.
Well, you know what? Next time we film for Dan Patrick, we should go on set – because he's on Peacock, and I subscribe to that because I think I watched the Joe Montana documentary a year ago.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just don't know how to unsubscribe.
The other day I went to
watch something. I'm like, hey, babe, do we got Peacock? And she goes, I don't know. I'm like, well, I guess we do. You end up having $5 to $10 subscriptions, and we're back to where we were with our cable bill.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I got it all. I have it all because it's too difficult to cancel. So again, thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's been a fun week. This is day three of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. Always a fun time hanging out in for Dan Patrick. Usually we're on 2 p.m. on the West. That's 5 p.m. Eastern on the East, and we do head to Vegas shortly after the show today for the Summer League and for all the juice. Wembanyama's the big story. But we're all rolling in sort of different ways, meaning I'm rolling Han Solo style. The Han Solo
Solo, huh?
Yeah, solo style. And Rich Davis is bringing his wife. Spot is rolling solo. Danny G's got a pregnant wife. And, you know, a lot of our other colleagues, a little bit of both, I think. Big Mike's meeting us there, rolling solo, ready to gamble. Again, all for the NBA Summer League, going to bring some extra content.
Wait, there's gambling at Spearmint Rhino?
Exactly.
Oh, is that where? Big Mike. Okay.
So it poses the question that Rich and I were discussing off the air. And when you think of Vegas, do you think of Vegas as a solo mission sort of place? Or, you know, does your wife give you a hard time and vice versa if you roll without them? Or is it more of a couple city? Now, I've got a lot of history in Vegas. I've gotten married in Vegas. You know, crazy things go on in Vegas. By the way, I'm not married anymore. So, like, you know, crazy things could happen. Do you roll?
Wait, doesn't it work out? Your Vegas wedding didn't work out?
I mean, what are the percentages? I really would like to know.
I'm gonna look that up. Hold on. I'll look that up while you tell your stories.
50% of regular marriages don't work out, regardless of where you go. So, hey, for all you know, Vegas could be higher than the average person. Vegas, is it a couple city or a non-couple city?
Wow, 80% if Elvis marries you.
Oh, so that's why. That was it. And now I'm lonesome tonight. So there it. Think about that. Think about that question and hit us up, 877-99 on Fox. I hate to say the cliche expression, so let's get it out of the way, because someone is bound to call up like they invented it. You never bring sand to the beach. Thanks, man. That's a good one.
Hey, good one, buddy.
You should put that on Threads.
Yeah. Yeah, Rich threaded that last night. Oh.
Rich is
I got it. You never bring sand to the beach.
Or no, there's gonna be some other ass clown that calls up and goes, guys, you know what I made this up. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It stays.
Which, by the way, is a 20-year-old slogan. By the way, that was the Las Vegas tourism slogan in 2003. So if you feel like that's been the slogan forever, it's been 20 years. Not before that. So the whole like, what happens in Vegas has been a 20-year-long. Stupid joke.
Rich Davis, fun fact number 34.
I'm going to put
wondering.
This on my Threads, but STDs don't stay there.
STDs,
there it is.
Don't stay there. You're absolutely right.
Thread that, Danny G.
I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. Shenanigans often tend to happen in Vegas. It's just the devil's playground. Get that one out of the way. It really
workshop,
is. If you
workshop.
Have vices like a guy, like Rich. Guys, Rich is a guy with a lot of vices. They're all there. They're all there for you in one place.
See, drinking.
It was the first time I got to see Rich in Vegas a couple months ago. You know those bug zappers?
Yeah.
That's Rich with roulette.
Table?
Yeah, a digital roulette.
You know what, Danny G? Later on the show, we do something called Weekend Hobnobbing on Friday. It's what to watch this weekend in the world of sports and entertainment. Weekend Hobnobbing. I'm going to have to add just Rich Davis at the casino as something that you must watch. Rich at the casino, because it's like nothing you've ever seen.
Oh, I agree. My vices live in one place.
Breaking his neck, looking at women. He's got a magnet in his ass to the roulette table.
I love eating.
He's boozing every 3 seconds. Like, the whole thing is just craziness for
him. What are we eating?
Wants to eat every 5 minutes. Rich at...
Yeah.
The casino. I'm writing it down right now.
It's Weekend Hobnobbing.
What to watch this weekend?
That was on my
list. But here's the crazy part, guys. We decide, is it a place to go for singles? Is it a place to go on a boys' weekend, a solo trip, or with your wife or girlfriend? And to be honest, I feel like I've had so many great times in all of those scenarios. I really have. My wife and I...
Agreed.
One of our first fun times together when we were first dating, a few months into our relationship, we had a weekend full of like partying and drinking and sex and gambling and fun. Like, I feel like one of my first memorable weekends with my wife was in Vegas.
Well, you know, Mike, who runs this place, right?
Who?
He always drops these nuggets of wisdom on us.
Is this?
Yeah, you whippersnappers, right? He's, you know, talking to us as if we're like little kiddies, little kiddos. But he said his theory is that it's one of those destinations to add to the list of great indicators on whether or not the relationship is going to work. Meaning if your significant other could put up with you in your best of times and worst of times, because it all happens in Vegas, then it's a good sign of what's to come in the future. Like we've always said, we called it the hibachi rule. If you take a woman out, or if you go out on a first date to hibachi and that person's not having a good time, it's a great indicator. Like, you know what? This person's a dud. Or a comedy
you're not having
show.
Fun with, you're not having fun with the onion volcano?
Right.
You're not having fun with the beating heart of rice?
Or a comedy show, right? These are great first dates, sort of destinations.
I have a question for Rich, though.
Mike said Vegas is the ultimate because they see you winning money, they see you losing money, you're spending money on dinners. Like, how do you roll? That's a great sort of way to figure
it
out.
Said, and you said, I know Joel had a question, but you said comedy show?
Yeah.
I always say, if you go to a comedy show and the girl you're with doesn't laugh at the dirty jokes,
it's all there.
I'm like, oh, what a dud. Like, if there's a dirty joke and she's like, ugh, I'm like, all right, well, this person's certainly not for me.
Well, I'm sure lots of people have questions for Rich Davis. 877-99
Fox.
He's the one bringing sand to the beach.
This is funny. This is totally funny because Rich is this wild guy in Vegas, right?
Oh,
he's this wild guy even with his wife in Vegas. But they don't fart in front of each other? Come on.
No. That's too wild for me. That's too wild for me, Joel. I keep the romance alive. You know, these are tests, though. Vegas is a test, Joel, because when you first start dating, I mean, your wife or husband, you know, your spouse knows you as an adult. But when you first start dating, your girlfriend gets the idea of like, what does he gamble? Ooh, is he a $15 a hand guy? Or is this guy like out of his mind betting $100 hands of blackjack? Then she sees how you're looking at hot booty passing in the casino. Then she sees, does this guy want to party late night? Or is he like, yo, let's go back to the room. Like every layer. Does he want to go to a Cirque show? Or does he want to go to the club and see a DJ Vice or something?
How much of a freak is he? You know, is he trustworthy? All of these things. How do you gluttonize? Do you booze like a maniac?
Joe, you want to hear a funny story? So I'm with my wife when we first start dating. And one of our friends said, hey, it's so-and-so's like 30th birthday. We're going to the strip club. And I remember looking at my wife and I was like, ooh, uncharted territory, because we were just starting to date. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're in. And the whole time I'm like, I wonder what is her threshold for the strip club? You know, this is a girl I'm dating and now my wife, but we're talking like a decade ago. What is her threshold of shenanigans?
Meaning like what is she down with and how
like,
far
if
is she willing
sees,
to go with watching
bro, no,
you
I'm,
in
I'm,
action?
No, I'm saying if she sees like jubbos in my buddy's face, is she like, is that what you do when I'm not here? Like, you know, you get to gauge her vibes, right? And I remember.
And when Rich says jubbos, he's not talking about your breakfast cereal from this morning. Just making it very clear. It's not part of your nutritious breakfast.
Notice he said his buddy's face, though. I like that. He kept it kept it off of him.
Yeah. Or Budios, Camino, your other favorite cereal.
Right.
And I remember my
not
buddy
to be confused with your Tasty O's.
Yeah, my buddy buys me a lap dance. And this cute girl starts dancing on me. And my wife is like sitting there.
Oh, you saw her face?
And by the way, that's really like, I don't know. You're really pushing the boundaries, dude. You really are, especially if you don't know where they stand. But if you're trying to get those answers, it's the way to go. But if you're on rocky grounds with your
happy
significant
belated,
other,
Rocky.
I don't know if it's good advice, right? Like if you're already walking on thin ice in your relationship, and then this starts to happen.
What did she do, Rich? Did she get up and join you in the lap dance or what?
So this is where I'm sort of feeling it out. I'm like, is wifey okay with this? She knows I'm sort of a pervert in a little, you know, in these type of scenarios. So she seems okay. And then my buddy, for some reason, pushes the limits. And he tells this other hot girl, go give him a dance. So all of a sudden, there's two girls give me like a double lap dance. And I remember my wife, my girlfriend at the time, she's like, okay, really? like that was the limit. Like, what? Like, are you pushing this until I'm like uncomfortable? So I realized that two girl lap dances is the limit. And
in case you were
if you were, and I think that might be the limit for everyone, but I think it's not a bad gauge, Kavito. It's a little extreme compared to the hibachi or comedy test.
It's a major test, yeah.
I think Vegas.
Is this guy responsible, or is this woman responsible with their money? Do they just want to shop and spend crazy amounts of money in Vegas? You learn a lot about that person. So again,
how long
have
you been married, Rich?
About 10 years.
Personally, I think it's time for the test again. Hey, Kavino, let's all chip in.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's see if three girls is the limit tonight.
Yeah, really put him on the spot this weekend. You're right.
Again, Joe, we're renewing our vows for real tonight.
Is Vegas a couple city or a single city? And believe it or not, it is sports related because we're going there for the Summer League. The NBA Summer League starts. All the NBA superstars are out there. And most of the time when I'm in Vegas, it's to watch a sporting event. So that plays a factor. You know, is your wife or significant other into sports? Are they into the fight, the UFC event, the boxing match? You know, which is part of the reason why I'm there a lot of times anyway. So think about that, and we'll get to your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Chime in at Covino and Rich. And as we slide into the weekend, we're brought to you by our partners, Kings Hawaiian, who wants you to get together with friends and family and enjoy the weekend by making every Sunday a slider Sunday.
You know, can we talk to Kings Hawaiian more, Kavino? Because my son, who's three, all he wants to eat are the little Kings Hawaiian rolls. They are delicious. All right, well, now, Kavino, you've heard CEO Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds explain how they've helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. The ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. Now, if you own a business with more than four employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed.
Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process with their team of independent tax attorneys who are experienced in understanding ways that different kinds of companies can claim tax deductions as a result of the pandemic.
There are other companies saying they specialize in ERC tax refunds, but not every company is the same. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of five-star Trustpilot and Google reviews and are certified with the Better Business Bureau. Trust your business with the experts at Innovation Refunds.
And here's what you do. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to start the process, and you can be on your way to receiving money for your business. There's no upfront charge, and they don't get paid unless you get paid. So again, InnovationRefunds.com.
Call 843-REFUNDS. That's 1-843-REFUNDS or go to InnovationRefunds.com. That's InnovationRefunds.com.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you it's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, welcome back. Covino and Rich, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios in for Dan Patrick, the superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. Impressively techie, like you, Spot. And surprisingly roomy.
True.
Like Rich's head. With available seating for up to seven.
That's...
The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. Again, I'm Steve Covino, just a kid from Union, New Jersey. And I'm out here in the mean streets of L.A. thanking all the affiliates on behalf of CNR on FSR. Thanks for hanging out with us, putting up with us, and all the people who expected to hear Dan Patrick this week and allowed us to do the hat trick. Thank you, guys. Now, we're talking Vegas. There's lots to get to. Weekend hobnobbing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the whole Wembanyama, Britney Spears, Vegas drama. While we're out in Vegas, apparently Portland and Miami sitting down to go over details of what it would take to move Dame Lillard to South Beach. So we'll get to all that. I do want to hear Monsi's opinion in a second, if you can. Monsi, I asked my wife, I said, what do you think? Girls trip, guys trip, couples trip. Like, what do you think of when you think
Here's
Vegas?
The thing.
And my wife, by the way, my wife wanted to correct me.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't the double lap dance that was her limit. Apparently, Joel, I started putting my hand on the stripper's waist. And
you see, you're unhinged.
Like, really?
You're unhinged.
No, no, no. And then, about, no, and she goes, my excuse was, babe, she was losing her balance. And I'm going to say that, you know, you don't want a stripper to lose their balance. So. I'll stick by that.
I love the way you left that out.
Yeah. It's great advice, Rich. I'll give you that. But you know what? You may say silly question, but it really isn't. And Rich already said this, and he's right. Vegas is a place where you actually do have a lot of fun with the right person.
Yeah.
That's why it's tough. Like, I've had so many great times with my girlfriend, even my ex-wife, in Las Vegas because of the other side of it, the dinners, the shows. The
clubs,
if that's where it ends up and you're having fun with your significant other, that's all good. It's all gravy. It's fun. So it's a tougher question than meets the eye. Is it a couple city or a single city? Do you roll on a solo mission or do you bring your significant other? Now, I think, Rich, it's one of those things where everybody has to be on the same page. You know, if I, hey, if I'm bringing Agreed. My girl, that's when you bring your girl. If you're rolling solo, that's when you roll solo. Because we got stories, man, and they're not all ending in sleaze. But we went there for a fight. Again, a lot of times it's sports related. We're going there for the NBA summer league kickoff. Would it be a kickoff?
NBA if it's, con.
Would it be a kickoff if it's basketball?
Tip off.
And I'll never forget this, Rich, but we were in Vegas for a fight. It was McGregor or Mayweather. It was a big event. We were there for Sirius XM, ESPN at the time, and we didn't have actual credentials or tickets for the fight. So we ended up at the Sapphire Strip Club. And, Rich, do you remember how that went down, though? Like, what a scene and setting that was? You may say, that's not the right setting to watch a big event. Turns out that it was, and it was kind of an interesting night.
Yeah, not to sound, now we're sounding like a bunch of sleazes, but what they do is everyone dips away. All the people that work there dip away. They cut the big screen of the fight showing, and the minute the decision was read, I know what it was. It was Triple G Canelo, the first one. It was Triple G Canelo won, and the minute they were like, they announced it was a draw, if you remember that, the fight was a draw. The minute they said that, volume of the fight went down, dancers came out, music came on. I'm like, oh my God, they turned over this place in
that
1 second.
That is hilarious.
Just like that.
Hilarious.
Just like that.
But what's so funny, and both of you guys are doing it, it's like you've both taken sleaze out of Vegas. Covino just said it three times. Rich said it. You can't take the sleaze out of Vegas. You said, listen to you. You said, we had to decide someplace to go. Where did we end up? The strip club.
We had some hookups, and I'll tell you, it was a really great experience.
Yeah.
It really was, and Rich described it perfectly. So, again, we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, couple city or non-couple city? Is it a single city? Let's talk to the great Monsi Bolaños just to get her take, a woman's perspective
on it. Keep it sleazy, Monsi.
Yeah, what's up, Monsi?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I know. Wasn't expecting to see you, so what a nice little treat. I kind of agree with Covino that it's not that simple of a question. My boyfriend and I are really good friends. We like the same stuff.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I've had, I think, better times with him than when I go on solo trips, and I've done both with a boyfriend. So I think it really depends. I think context matters, who you're with. Obviously, yep. You know, I threw a bachelorette party in Vegas 10 years ago.
Oh.
You know, crazy. Oh. Bring the sleaziness. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Thunder from down under.
Oh,
right?
No. We did Chippendales, guys. Oh. The classy one. Wow. Okay? We did Chippendales.
Classy.
All right? We didn't do Thunder from Down Under. But I think it just depends. And as long as you're with somebody that wants to do the same stuff as you.
Wonder if anybody lost their balance.
Listen, we would have caught him happily.
You know, Monsi, you bring up you and Covino, you're saying the same thing. So I think we've come to a conclusion. It could be a great time for couples if you're on the same page. It's a great test to see, are you and I having the same type of fun? Do you like to gamble and go out for nice dinners? Do you like to party a little bit and have some extra fun? That's what Vegas is all about. And my wife did say this, Monsi, so maybe you'll agree. She said, if you're married or in a relationship and you're not going to, and you're like on the level and not doing anything dumb, sometimes it's not the most fun when you're a woman because you know that guys are going to be hitting on you. So there's a lot of annoyance on a girl's weekend.
She has a point, but you know, if you have resting, you know what face, they stay away. So you just pop that baby on and call it a day. But she's right.
She said it's still fun. It's still fun. But she said
she makes a very good point.
You get approached a lot because especially if you're like at a bachelorette party or some shenanigans, men will be constantly approaching you. And if you just don't feel like talking to random dudes because you're married or you're taken, it's tougher for a good looking woman like you or my wife, Monsi, or Covino's girlfriend or any, you know, it's tougher because you know that guys are going to be annoying you the whole time, I bet.
Yes, that does happen. Right. She makes a very good point.
Be bringing all that fun. And sleaze, sleaze, Joel, all the fun to you with extra content here on Fox Sports Radio. So subscribe to our podcast. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast because we're doing an extra show.
What? I'm sorry, do people know that at iHeart and Fox Sports they have Seacrest and I'm Sleazecrest?
Yes, yes. Rich is Dickie Sleazecrest.
Yeah, you know, you guys proved the other point, too, that what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas when you're on the radio.
Yeah, you know what? There's so many factors here, Rich. And like I said, all the bros and all the girls, they have to be on the same page. Because then your friend, for example, Rich is bringing his wife, right? Let's say I was unhinged like Rich. Let's say I was a crazy guy and I partied really wild. She'd be taking notes about me like, man, Steve's really risque when his girlfriend's not around. So now she has this sort of idea of how I am when I'm alone, and then she doesn't trust me with Rich in the future. Like, everybody who's going has to be on the same page. That's the greatest advice,
I think. Am I hearing snitch?
Yeah. You know, because that now you're bringing a snitch along, taking notes. So you got to be careful with these decisions that you make.
I love that he says everybody has to be on the same page, even your visitors, Rich.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. Well, you know, luckily Sarah and I, Rich's wife, know each other long enough to know how we all roll, but it really does matter, and it's a really interesting question. Vegas, couple city or single city, and like I said, we'll be at the Summer League for the NBA, hopefully getting some cool interviews. Either way, extra content, lots of fun, painting the picture, getting a scoop, getting a juice for you while we're out there.
This is the first time that the NBA has done this NBA con that's happening. It's the convention center connected to Mandalay Bay. And what's cool about it, it's twice the size of any all-star event of any sport. So I'm really interested to see how this is going to go down.
On that note, Danny G, I think it's something we're going to take the sleaze out of this right now, Joel. If you got kids, you have a family, these conventions are so key. They're so great to be involved with. And as we got involved in sports throughout the years as broadcasters, we'd go to all these Major League Baseball events, All-Star Week, the Fan Fests, Super Bowl week when they have all these things for the fans. And I would think to myself, man, why didn't my parents ever take me to this cool stuff?
They don't love you.
Yeah, it's so cool if you have kids and if you have a big family, nieces and nephews, to go to things like this. So if you're able to get out there, definitely do it. Like Danny G said, it's going to be a great event.
Oh, and bonus podcasts. Go to the CNR podcast page.
Oh.
And over the weekend, you'll see a couple of bonus podcasts.
Yeah, so it's going to be our pleasure to bring you some extra content, some extra shows. And speaking of Vegas, we're looking to be out there again July 29th for the Errol Spence Terrence Crawford fight. Again, that's at the end of this month, trying to bring some of the behind the scenes action and fun to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, because I'm a big fight fan.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas. Vegas. Bringing that back. So that's the story. And what makes it extra juicy.
Juicy.
It's not all the cheeks at the strip clubs. It's this Wembanyama story, which we had. I mean, I don't take much pride, but it makes live radio fun. We had the privilege, I guess, of announcing it yesterday as it happened. We're like, what? Britney Spears? Wembanyama? What?
Yeah, it didn't sound like a real story.
Yo, when I said that, Rich didn't want to bite because he thought I was reading a fake story, which is very possible. I've done that before. But I'm like, no, this is a real story because it was breaking as we were doing the show. I'm like, hey, yeah, man, it's going to be a crazy weekend. Wembanyama is in some news because his security, the Spurs security, backhanded, that was the headline too, backhanded Britney Spears because she was trying to get a picture. And that was really all we knew at the time, and that she was filing charges. But the story, you know, since then has developed some, and we want to open that up, too, at 877-99-ON-FOX.
It keeps unfolding. It's insane.
877-99-ON-FOX. Want to know your thoughts on this, because the first question that we sort of posed but didn't even really dive into is, wait a second. Wembanyama, Britney Spears is a fan? She's a fan. I find that hard to believe. Even though he's a superstar, maybe that just adds to the actual clout.
I picture like her husband being really into basketball. I don't know why.
I say this with all due respect.
And maybe
I really
he talks
do.
Talks about her.
It doesn't
talks
seem like her. She's fully there, and I don't say that as a knock at all. So when you
what gives you that idea?
If you follow her on social media, put it that way, and you see what she's up to, it's like, is she really a fan, or does she just see this huge crown around this guy, realizes he must be somebody, I got to take a picture, or isn't she from Texas? Isn't she? Isn't she a Texas girl?
Does she have ties to...
Is she? I don't know.
So
I'm wondering, maybe there's so much hype in San Antonio that she's like, oh, that's the guy, I got to take a pic. Because it was interesting to hear that she's such a fan that she infiltrated security, tapped him on the shoulder to get into this situation.
Wait, stop right there, because that's the thing I was thinking about when we left the show yesterday. How did she tap him on the shoulder?
Yeah, right. She had a jump. She got a stool. She busted out a stool.
There was a lot of debate on TV and radio yesterday afternoon about, did he get grabbed? Did she grab his arm, or did she tap him?
Britney Spears is 5'4".
Yeah.
Well, you can't touch him. That's the rule. Yeah.
So
he's 7'4".
He's 7'4". So that's 2 feet. So she does not have a 2-foot-long arm.
Oh, she was wearing a circus stilts.
So did it look like she was serving in a volleyball game?
Yeah, probably. Right? So great question. And we're going to go all over all of that. And
we got the audio, too, from
Yeah, we got the Victor. Audio. We got lots. We got Monty's updates. We got more Covino and Rich for Dan Patrick next.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right. It's Covino and Rich. I'm thinking, is it too early? To turn down for what? No, Joel. I like it. It's the weekend. I'm pumped about
for what?
It. So pumped. Pumped for Vegas, man.
You need a shot of emergency before you get on the plane.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And I'm rolling solo. That's Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Always a pleasure to be in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS. Now, we got to talk about this Wembanyama drama. What's up, Joel?
I don't feel that. I just sense
yeah.
the vibe you're giving us.
Uh-oh.
You have a whopper of a story from Vegas, and you haven't given it to us yet.
Oh, dude, I have endless stories. I've done terrible things. Honest to God, terrible things in Vegas. I've gotten married. I've ruined my life in Vegas. I've gotten married in Vegas. I ended up paying alimony because of getting married in Vegas.
And you still love to go back.
And I still love to go back because I'm on the company's dime. I'm eating at restaurants I shouldn't be at, you know, living the good life, Joel. So I've honestly done it all. I have some terrible stories, man. I really do.
Alimony due to Vegas. Ooh.
Yeah, seriously. I got married. I really did. They weren't joking. I was married by Elvis.
Well, I thought you could get an immediate divorce in Vegas, too, if you got married
I
there.
Believed in it. I was like, you know what? This is the rock star thing to do, man. Let's go. So, hey, true story. And we head out there for NBA Con this weekend. We're leaving right after the show today. So we'll bring you some extra shows. Be sure to check it out on the podcast, Covino and Rich. And maybe we'll run into Wembanyama. I'll just approach delicately. I'll do a nice little tap, tap, tappy. Excuse me. I don't want to get smacked by anybody. And that's the story. That really is the story. That's the biggest story. Now, we're going to talk about what to watch this weekend. And, of course, Tom Brady's in the news, his love life. But Wembanyama, the Britney Spears drama, what I found interesting after the fact was that he never said that he was flattered by it. He's like, oh, he never really saw it. You know what? We have the soundbite, right? We have Wembanyama talking about it. Let's take a listen.
I didn't know for a couple hours, but when I came back to the hotel, I thought it was no big deal, and the security of this person did was a big experience. So you're joking, but. Yeah, turns out it was a bit disappointing, you know. But I didn't know because I didn't see her. I never saw her face. I just kept walking straight, and that's it.
Never saw her face because he's 3 feet taller than her. That's why. But I thought it was interesting. What stood out to me, regardless of the situation, right? It was sort of unfortunate. Security knocks her down. The story is they backhand her. Glasses fall off. It's Britney Spears. Like Joel said yesterday.
She said it was demoralizing.
Oh, and then apparently she said in a British accent, this is America, right? Like, I don't even know what that means or implies. I don't even know.
You're free to get smacked and lose your glasses?
Why was it in a British accent again?
I don't know. That was the story.
I know where you're going, Cove. You would think that you would be impressed that Britney wants a picture with you. But I looked it up. What year do you think Wemby was born?
I guess
it's going to make you sick.
2002? No, I'm 2005-ish?
2004.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Does he really know Britney? Not the way we do.
I mean, it's not like we didn't know.
He might know. I mean, what year did Toxic come out, Spotty?
Was that 04?
The whole story's really weird. I just thought it would have been in his instinct to say, yeah, I'm really sorry about what happened. Right? Like he gave us.
Wow. That song came out before he was born.
Before he was born. That does put things in perspective. It also puts in perspective what a big star this guy is. And as Chris Broussard was saying, like he's a goat or bust kind of star. That's the expectations here. He could be the greatest of all time. That's how much hype is around the number one draft pick, Wembanyama. Now, was Britney Spears really a fan, or was this just a great photo op for her to stay in the news? I don't know. The truth is, I don't know. But he never said he was flattered by it. He never really said, like, all right, if that was me, right? Or if that was you, wouldn't you be like, you know, I'm really sad to hear about what happened. Had I known, I would have went up to the table and said thank you and have taken a picture, but I didn't know. I didn't see her. It's really unfortunate. I'm sorry, but I'm really flattered. I'm a big fan. None of that came out. He just gave his recollection of everything. He gave us the play-by-play. Let's take a quick phone call as the drama unfurls. Let's talk to Christopher. Christopher's on the show. Where is he? He's in California.
Yeah, the high desert.
What up, Chris?
Lancaster. What up, Chris?
All right, so first of all, I got two things. Do we really think Britney Spears is tall enough to tap Wemby in the shoulders?
No,
She's 5'4".
Now that you think about it, probably not.
That's one. And two, Britney was once relevant, so she should know what it's like to have security. She should know that it's their job to defend the person they're securing.
That's what the actual security guy was saying to sort of calm the situation down. Like, he apologized immediately as the story goes. So, hey, listen, Chris, hang
throat
tight.
Puncher.
If there's anything else you got to say, I want everyone to hang tight. 877-99 on Fox. We got more to talk about. Also, again, Tom Brady in the news and his romance. He's linked up with one of the biggest names in Hollywood, or is he not? Got more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.